Hi, it's Evan Carmichael, and you're listening to Sade Champagne on Grind Hard Radio.
I love it. I love your energy and the questions, and keep going at it. I think you got a nice show on your hands here. So everybody listening, go type in Sade Champagne Show into iTunes and give it a 5-star review.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Season 4, Episode 71 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grind Hard Radio. Tonight's episode of the Sade Champagne Show is live stream only because I have just started all my performances at the Ventura County Fair for my Hold On Overcome tour. So I have 9 performances, full concerts over the next 12 days, and I am more excited than ever. Go to my website, iamsadechampagne.com, or any of my social media sites to see my full schedule and how you can come to the concerts and win some cool prizes from me. Every episode is available on iTunes. Search The Sade Champagne Show, and you can download them for free. Also, my Sade Champagne YouTube channel is another place where you can listen to the show afterwards. Thanks for tuning in all around the globe. I am so thankful for everyone's support. You have been with me from the beginning. Some of you even since my days on MySpace. All the episodes of my show are available at blogtalkradio.com/grindhard_radio. I've also posted the direct link to this episode on my Twitter and Facebook pages, so you can tune in at any time. Thank you to Travis Miller for creating and producing my show's theme song, and to Scott Swish for mixing it. If this is your first time listening, I am a professional musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur. I have created, directed, and executive produced over 300 charitable and inspirational events, including my popular Power Dream Tour and my Hold On Overcome solo tour. I love mentoring, coaching, authentically being myself, and using my platform to encourage, empower, and bring out the gold in others. Join us with special guest Jeffrey J. Davis, who is a producer, activist, and motivational speaker. My friend Jeffrey is the owner of the Jeffrey J. Experience. He started his career in live theater as a stage manager working in the Southern Nevada area. Jeffrey moved to Los Angeles to transition to film and digital content. He has worked with Todrick Hall, Jarvie Hutcherson, and countless YouTuber talent. He is the co-producer of Finding Miles on Amazon Prime. In addition, Jeffrey has produced and worked local Los Angeles community events and other events. We also have a brand new Say What segment, a new artist spotlight segment, a new Empowering Dreamers segment with Ramsey J. Jr., and a new charity spotlight segment highlighting the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I am always booking new shows and performances. I love traveling, and if you're looking to bring me, my tours, or any of my award-winning, critically acclaimed artists, mentors, or speakers to your city or event, please email me at sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com. That's sadechampagnemusic@gmail.com for more details. Check out my Facebook page, Sade Champagne, to see my full schedule. Just look under events. I always have exciting and fun things going on. Lastly, thank you to everyone who's been watching, sharing, and subscribing to all my new videos and supporting all my new music. I'm constantly writing new pieces and creating new songs and going back into the recording studio soon with my music producers, The Quakes. To find out more about my musical journey and how you can be involved, check out my official website, iamsadechampagne.com. iamsadechampagne.com. I am live tweeting and posting on Facebook all show long, and I want to know your thoughts. Tweet me at Sade Champagne, Facebook me at Sade Champagne, Instagram I am Sade Champagne, hashtag Sade Champagne Show, or GHR to join in the conversation. Shout out to everyone who you tweet me, you Facebook me, you Instagram me, you YouTube me, you email me. Your support amazes me, and I'm forever grateful unto you.
You're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Our special guest is on the line. Jeffrey J. Davis is a producer, activist, and motivational speaker. He is the owner of the Jeffrey J. Experience. He started his career in live theater as a stage manager working in the Southern Nevada area. Jeffrey moved to Los Angeles to transition to film and digital content. He has worked with Todrick Hall, Jarvey Hutcherson, and countless YouTuber talent. He is the co-producer of Finding Miles on Amazon Prime. In addition, Jeffrey has produced and worked local Los Angeles community events and other events. Jeffrey strives to help people express the art and themselves and to tell stories that encourage, inspire, and bring awareness to the world's issues. Please welcome my dear friend, Jeffrey J. Davis. Hi, Jeffrey. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing pretty well. How are you?
I am fantastic. I am so glad to have you as a first time and hopefully not last time special guest on my radio show.
Yes, I'm very grateful to be here.
So how did you first become a producer, and when did you know that you wanted this to be a part of your life?
Well, it started in live theater. You know, we reach a certain amount of people in live theater, but, you know, I really wanted to reach the masses with my work because I only create meaningful work. So, you know, I've decided to influence and people who taught me things. One of my big mentors was Holly Berry. And, you know, at the age of 13, she was telling me all these great things of what movement she's done. And I really wanted to go into that. So that's really what started the ball rolling. And then as I connected to people more and more, that's really how I got into wanting to be a producer.
Mm-hmm. So you just said that Halle Berry, Oscar-winning Halle Berry, super talented, it was one of your mentors.
Yes, my mother worked for battered children, and women in the jungles of Los Angeles, and she, Halle Berry, is one of the main sponsors. And I used to always go to work with my mother, and she would always be there painting and things, so we started talking. I didn't even really know who she was at the time, but just the things we talked about and what she instilled in me, really, it didn't click right then and there, but later down the line, it started to click, and I started to really want to get involved to film because I like seeing things from start to finish, from a mere simple idea to something much greater that can affect a lot of people.
Wow, that's incredible. So what is your favorite event or project that you've produced so far?
My favorite project I've produced so far, I would have to say that I did in January that you was a big part of to help inspire and motivate inner city youth. Because that was my first event under my newfound company, and it was amazing. And even the videos that we shot and I gave out to some of my students to show them, it truly inspired them. And I think that's probably my proudest moment is that event there.
Oh, I had a blast, and I was so thankful to have met you. Shout out to our mutual friend, Rossica Mather, for, you know, connecting us, and I'm honored that you would have me, you know, be a part of your platform and sharing your message.
Yes, yes.
So what productions are you currently working on, Jeffrey?
Currently, I was working on a book, but I really want to turn that into a feature film, so currently I'm working on a short to be able to, you know, get some eyeballs on it so I can be able to continue with my feature film that I hope to start in September. But, yes, I'm doing a few shorts and helping out a few friends with their projects at the moment and just doing a lot of brand development with some projects.
How do you prep for a big event or show?
Yes, I plan to do a big event in October for Mental Health Awareness Week, Mental Health Awareness Month. And I plan to do something big either in Los Angeles or Las Vegas because, you know, with everything going on with suicide and things of that sort, I had a very close friend of mine who did commit suicide. And, you know, I did a little a week for Mental Health Week. We raised $600 in total to give to one of these great organizations to help with, you know, mental illness and let people know that it is okay and, you know, that it's other people out there like you. So we do want to have a big event in October that caters to that.
Well, please keep me updated because I would love to show my support, even if it's in I've been wanting to go back there anyway, so I would totally travel to support and be a part of one of your events.
I will, definitely.
You are also a powerful motivational speaker. What do you speak about the most, and what motivates you?
Really what motivates me is two things. One is the struggle. You know, every day growing up on the east side of Long Beach, right behind, you know, Snoop Dogg's grandmother's house, and just going, when I used to go to college to and from on the train station, seeing how people were, and I knew I wanted better for my life and the situation that I was in. So really that what motivates me is the struggle, and also just because I believe my purpose here on earth is to help people. So that's really what got it started. And what I talk about is really my vulnerability. I make myself vulnerable to help other people. So I just talk about my past experiences and how went to overcome a lot of obstacles, and I just share the value that, you know, failure is okay. You know, failure is what makes you greater. And I always tell people that my main thing is that I'm so proud of everything I've done, but I'm more so proud of my failures and my accomplishments because that really pushed me to the person I am today.
I love that you said failure is okay. You know what I mean? And I think that's huge for people to realize. It doesn't mean that something is the matter with us because it looks like we had a failure, and that well, they don't understand that failure is not a person, you know, it's a thing. And so they don't have to connect that to their identity, you know, or their value or their worth.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Activism is a big part of your life as well. Please tell us about what you've been doing in your community and are working on. I'm always so inspired and encouraged by the great work that you do and how you're so passionate.
Thank you. Yes, being an activist is probably one of the proudest things I've done. Currently, really, I try to my best to stay away from politics when it comes to activist work, but sometimes you do get thrown in there. But as an activist, I just really want to help people, give them a hand up, and just let them know that we are here, you know, for the voiceless. And most recently, I want to say we made history. That's what LA Times said, that, you know, last two Wednesdays ago, you know, we were battling a handful of us activists in Compton. We were battling a water district, a big company who had contaminated water for their residents in Willowbrook in Compton. And it was there for months, and the water was contaminated and brown. So we really fought to get, you know, this resolved. And, you know, it's a big company. You know, they have their lawyers, and they're attacking us with their threats and, you know, defaming us and things of that sort. But we really fought. And because the people stood next to us, and it was really just for justice, what was right. You know, we went up to the Board of Supervisors, I think on the 11th, and we talked to them, and unanimously they agreed to dissolve the water district, which really helped us out. And, you know, the fight isn't over yet, but for the most part, it is over at this time.
Well, congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Staying true to your passion and staying true to helping others and for your cause. And it shows that we are able to bring about change when we are committed and dedicated.
Yes.
Jeffrey, you struggled with BDD. Please explain to our listeners what that is and how it affects someone's life, and also how you've been making strides to overcome it.
I'm still figuring out what it is, but BDD is body dysmorphic disorder, and what it is to me, because I believe it's different to everyone else who has it, and I've only met very handful of people who have it personally. But what it is, you know, I will probably say it best as the way someone looks at me isn't the way I see myself in the mirror. So I do have a lot of insecurities and with BDD, so that's why summertime isn't my best, you know, fashion style, because I love fashion, but it's more so I wear a lot of vests and, you know, scarves all the time, and that's just to really hide that. But for me, coming into this industry, I had to really, you know, think about it and not let this be a burden on me to take away a lot of opportunities that's handed to me. So I had the choice to make to either, you know, let this, you know, take me down or let this be my drive and say, because I have BDD, I'm going to keep going forward to prove society and prove what BDD is. I'm going to prove it wrong and keep going despite me having this. You know, I don't want it to be an excuse per se. And, you know, ever since I've been saying that, I've been going to auditions. And, you know I know I don't look like the regular people who go, but, you know, I really wanted to just empower myself and encourage myself, because sometimes that's what we have to do. So I got a lot of, you know, callbacks and working with Project Hall and working with all these great people just by having that mindset, because it's all about that.
And, you know, honestly, even though people may not straight up be honest about it like you are, I feel that a lot of people struggle with that in one shape or form, especially being in the public eye and being in the entertainment industry. And even you see with the day and age of social media and reality TV, a lot of people think very like dysfunctionally about their body.
Yes, yes, they do.
You know, so you're definitely not alone in that. And as we've talked about, something that I've struggled with before in my life, and you know, and so I'm thankful unto you for being honest about your story and your struggles and continuing to move forward and not allowing anything or anyone to stop you.
Yes, thank you.
As we wrap up our time together, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners? And any words of encouragement, any words of wisdom, and also let people know how they can stay updated with your career and book you for upcoming speaking engagements or connect with you for collaborations.
Yes, I just probably want to leave everyone with, you know, you choose your own destiny. You choose your own dreams to go after. Not everyone's going to believe in you or think a certain way of you, but if you just keep going, never give up. So once you quit, then that's it. You know, you can, everyone has their season in life, and it may not be your season at this moment, but it will eventually come. You just can't give up. You have to keep going. And I always tell people this, that, you know, success isn't in the money. You want to first be successful from within, and then the money and everything else will follow. And I really wanted to stress that a lot. But for people to keep update with me and my career and things of that sort, all of my social medias is Jeffrey J. Davis. My Instagram is JeffreeJDavis. So is my Facebook, is Jeffrey J. Davis, and my LinkedIn account, and my website is, you know, thejeffreyjexperience.com.
Well, I want to thank my dear friend Jeffrey J. Davis so much for being a special guest on this episode of my radio show. If you are not in the loop with him, which you are tonight after listening, you have got to stay updated with what he's doing and get on board. And even if it's not something that you might be doing in your particular career, you can learn so much inspiration and motivation and just words of wisdom from this amazing young man. And so I want to thank you for being on the show, and I look forward to chatting with you soon.
Thank you so much.
Time for a song break. Here is the Walls Group with And It Don't Stop. This is one of my most favorite songs that I play oftentimes on repeat. Keep listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio.
Ever since I can remember, I was doing.
Are you looking for a dynamic musical artist, performer, host, or inspirational speaker for your next event? What about a mentor, vocal instructor, or workshop leader for your school, company, or seminar? Contact Sade Champagne for countless professional services that are sure to fit your particular need. She is an in-demand, award-winning, and critically acclaimed musical artist, performer, inspirational speaker, and entrepreneur who is invited all around the world. She is known for having a powerful voice, turning ideas into action, creating, directing, and executive producing popular charitable and inspirational events, and bringing out the gold in others. Her services are for all ages, backgrounds, and environments. Contact Sade Champagne at SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com. That's SadeChampagneMusic@gmail.com to book her for your next event or project.
Do you or your organization have dreams and aspirations of going to the next level? In need of a proven process that will both motivate and empower you to activate transformational strategies? If you answered yes, contact me, Ramsey J. Jr. at RamseyJJr.com. My strategic communication consultancy leverages my Wall Street financial executive experiences to deliver my 3P process mastery methodology, possible, probable, predictable. As author of the book, Empowering Dreamers to Become Achievers, we deliver solutions as a strategic communication consultant and trainer, executive leadership coach, and international keynote motivational speaker, MC, and interviewer. And with a robust client list from C-suite corporate executives to youth seeking a blueprint to become tomorrow's rising stars, we know how to empower you, the dreamer, to become an achiever. Contact us at RamseyJJr.com.
Hello, everyone. My name is Christian Oliveras, and you're listening to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Keep on listening.
Our next segment of the night is Empowering Dreamers with Ramsey J. Jr. Join entrepreneur, financial executive, strategic communication consultant, international motivational speaker, executive leadership coach, and published author Ramsey J. Jr. as he reveals his three P's: possible, probable, predictable, a one-of-a-kind process-driven methodology which provides a blueprint focused on how to master the process to achieve your personal and professional goals. Hashtag Empowering Dreamers to ask him your questions and join in the conversation.
Keep dreaming, friends. A blessing it is to once again provide a virtual embrace and salutation laced with passion and purpose. I say keep dreaming. This is Ramsey J. Jr., quarterbacking this blessed and truly one-of-a-kind simulcast, also known as the most empowering 15 minutes on radio, known as the Empowering Dreamer segment on the Sade Champagne Show. We are resolute in our commitment to empowering dreamers to become achievers, which also doubles as the title of the book I authored after more than 3 decades of studying achievement and dream realization. All we do here on this broadcast is provide you with a process based on the sequential methodology, the 3 P's, possible, probable, predictable, to help you realize your dreams. However, tonight, in our 4th episode, I am more excited than ever, for this segment takes the foundational empowerment strategy that we have laid out the last 3 weeks and applies practical strategic counsel to help you remain motivated and inspired in your dream journey in the face of adversity, failure, rejection, whatever you want to call it. I like to say, if you're not hearing no while you endeavor to take your dream and make it a reality, you are aiming too low. If you are not hearing no while you pursue your dream, you are aiming too low. Tonight, we're going to tell you how to stay motivated and inspired when you encounter that no. As always, we want you to follow along and virtually start this conversation with others by using the hashtag #EmpoweringDreamers. And you can tag me on all social media. My handle is @RamseyJJr. And to learn more about the suite of empowerment resources, videos, solutions, consulting projects, speeches that we have, visit me online at my website, RamseyJJr.com. This is Ramsey J. Jr., and you are listening to the most empowering 15 minutes on radio on the Sade Champagne Show. Let's begin our show with our shot of wisdom to get our mind into the proper posture to receive tonight's commentary. Tonight's shot of wisdom focuses on the word audacity. Audacity is defined as the willingness to take bold risk. Here is our shot of wisdom. People respect audacity and are likely to assist those who aggressively chase their dreams. When you believe it is possible to realize your dream, when you are willing to work extraordinarily hard to make it probable to realize your dream, when you are willing to prepare for the predictable opportunity for a breakthrough before it exists, you will not always hear yes when you seek support, help, resources. In fact, you will often hear no. But let me tell you something to be rest assured in. It only takes one yes, no matter how many no's, to move you to the next level. That is our shot of wisdom. And this is Ramsey J. Jr., and you're listening to Empowering Dreamers, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio on the Sade Champagne Show. Let me give you a little bit of clue about my background. I've talked about who I am the last couple of weeks, and I want to make something clear. At every few stages of my journey, I would say that I've encountered more than my share of no's. However, I believe those no's were God's way of fortifying my will, and as a derivative, your will, to be able to be with roots grounded deep in the truth, so I will not only be a here today, gone tomorrow vessel of empowerment for you, and then turn into the person that you say, whatever happened to? How can I empower you to stay the course if I haven't faced my share of trials and tribulation and have the ability to tell you how to face yours? Think about that. Now, I want to be transparent with you. I want to make sure you understand that my bio doesn't tell you about the failures, rejections, defeats, the setbacks. But tonight, I want to give you a little clue that I know what I mean when I say stay motivated and inspired to go forward even in the face of rejection. Yes, it's true. I was a California All-State high school student athlete at Ventura High School. But did you know that in my last track and field race, I finished dead last in the state finals? That's right. I failed. I finished last in the state finals. But you know what? Yeah, I finished. Fast forward 5 years later at Fresno State, where I had gone on to become a five-time all-conference track and field athlete. In my last race in the conference championships, I finished dead last again. You see a theme? I got injured, but you know what? I finished last, but you know what? I finished that race. It was also as a finance undergraduate at Fresno State where, yes, I heard I was hired for a highly selective investment analyst job at a reputable banking firm, but that yes was preceded by 55 no's, you're not hired. But you know what? I got hired. Yes, I earned an Ivy League MBA at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth as a member of the class of 2005, where I was elected graduation speaker. But did you know I actually applied to be in the class of 2004, but I was rejected the first year that I applied? But I did finish, and I did graduate as a member of the class of 2005. Yes, I got a Wall Street job out of that business school at Dartmouth, and I proceeded to win my first client after I spent my entire first year at that Wall Street firm hearing nothing but no from potential clients before I heard my yes. Now, friends, I could go on and on and on about my yeses that were preceded by a series of no's. But in the interest of time, I want to fast forward to acutely focus about how I even ended up on this broadcast tonight. Yes, this season I host 6 15 Empowering Dreamer segments on the Sade Champagne Show. Truth be told, I've been seeking a platform like this for many, many, many years. And I have heard no after meetings, no after phone calls, no after email exchanges. And in some cases, I've heard no response more times than I can count over the last several years. And then in 2017, Sade Champagne, the namesake and visionary of this extraordinary platform, invited me a guest to be on one of her shows for one small segment. And now in 2018, she graced me with this divine opportunity to host 6 15-minute Empowering Dreamer segments. And I have faith in 2019, God willing, I'll have an opportunity to expand this platform yet again to help more of you become empowered dreamers. But what if I would have heard no one time too many several years ago? I wouldn't be here with the ability to empower you. Friends, this is how we begin to be motivated. I know what I'm talking about. Stick around. I'm going to help you do the same. This is Ramsey J. Jr., and you are listening to Empowering Dreamers, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio on the Sade Champagne Show. Our body of the show is about staying motivated to go the distance despite facing no and adversity. Over the last 3 weeks, we reviewed the 3P empowerment methodology of the following. Number one, believing that it is possible. First P, go back and listen to that episode. It will help you. The second P, working extraordinarily hard to make it probable. Probable, our second P. Again, that replay will bless you. Go listen to it. And our third P, last week, preparing for the predictable opportunity for a breakthrough before it finds you. That replay will take you to the next level. Listen to it. However, in true empowerment methodology speaking, I want to take you to another level because I know if you know, life just happens. You know what? The vagaries of life, personal life tribulations, personal life adversity, professional setbacks at work, financial hardships with your money, academic struggles if you're a student. I get it. Life happens. And when it does, it can mute your motivation and inspiration, which can ultimately cause you to give up prematurely to realize your dream. In my book and in our teaching, we know how to help you do that. And I want to talk about what do you do when you hear no? What do you do when you hear no? Let me affirm a couple things about people and the word no. People respect those who aggressively chase their dreams and hear no. Number two, giving up or aiming lower are dream inhibiting habits. They get easier the more often you do them. Do not do them. Do not give up. Do not aim lower. And number three, every failure you have, you must become a master such that you can teach someone else. I believe someone else's breakthrough is tied to your ability to stay motivated and triumph over defeat. Keep those three things in mind. Now, I want to give you a practical example of four people who faced what could have been dream derailing rejections, ultimately to become names that everybody around the world knows. Let me introduce you to four of them. The first person I want to introduce you to is somebody who probably has made more of an impact on the cinema, movie, and entertainment industry than anybody else. This person is the highest grossing director by box office receipts at $10 billion. This person is the greatest benefactor at USC Cinema School. This person also made movies like Jaws, E.T., and Indiana Jones. Yeah, I'm talking about Steven Spielberg. But did you know that Steven Spielberg was rejected by USC Cinema School because they thought he just had an average GPA? He ended up going to Long Beach State. Imagine if he would have let that USC rejection derail his movie production career. If anything, it fueled him to say, I'll prove you otherwise. And now he's the greatest benefactor at USC, $10 billion in box office sales, and names of movies that generations will always look to in the movie business. He faced a rejection and he kept right on moving forward. The second person I want to talk to you about was actually demoted from her dream job as a co-anchor at an ABC affiliate in Baltimore, D.C., because they said she wasn't the right kind of person to really be on television and talk about media stories. So they told her to go do street reporting and write copy for other journalists. Imagine if Oprah Winfrey would have let that rejection as a co-anchor in Baltimore at that ABC affiliate make her believe that she wasn't good enough to be on television. I think you all know she's gone on to do pretty good with Oprah Winfrey and now the Oprah Winfrey Network. You probably heard about her. The next person I want to talk about. This person in 1985 was fired from the company that he built. He went on to start a new company, and that new company, 12 years later, was acquired by the company that fired him from the company that he actually built. And it was the design that he made at his startup company that ultimately became the foundation for the modern-day product that you are probably listening to me on, an iPhone or an iPad. That was what ultimately became the technical platform for that phone or that iPad that you're using to hear me on this broadcast right now. In case you didn't know, I'm talking about Steve Jobs. Yeah, he failed, fired from the company he started, ultimately to come back and build a new company that they bought and became the technology platform for the iPhone and the iPad. And last but not least, this person was cut from the original dream team as a sophomore at Laney High School by another sophomore by the name of Leroy Smith. He took that spot from this 5'10" basketball player when he was a sophomore. Yeah, you probably figured it out. This person today is known as the 6-time NBA champion and arguably the best to ever play the game. I'm talking about Michael Jordan. That's right. Cut from the high school basketball team, the varsity one, as a sophomore. He did not make that team. He failed. He didn't quit. He got hungry. He got determined. He got passion. And he ultimately became the best to ever play the game. Now, it's always important to hear these luminaries like Spielberg, Winfrey, Jobs, and Jordan and how they overcame obstacles. But most importantly tonight, it's about how we can help you have a tool to do just like they did and triumph in the face of adversity and stay motivated to go the distance. This is Ramsey J. Jr., and you're listening to Empowering Dreamers, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio on the Sade Champagne Show. Here is our empowerment assignment, should you choose to accept it, which I know you will. We are going to introduce our No Immunity Checklist. No Immunity Checklist, which is how we become immune to the word no. 4 points for you. The first one is an acronym, WTYT. WTYT. This week, I want you to write that acronym down, and when someone tells you that you can't do something, you say to them, who told you that? WTYT. Write that down somewhere, your cell phone, bathroom mirror, car dashboard, somewhere where you see it, and I bet you over the next 7 days, someone tells you you can't do something, you remember WTYT and respond to them, who told you that? I bet you they won't have an answer. Number two, I want you to write the realities of regret. I want you to get a notebook or journal, write an honest one-paragraph statement to yourself about your feeling of regret, about giving up on your dream because of the latest rejection that you received. Here's the twist. I want you to date that letter 5 years from today. So if you wrote it tonight, it would be August 1st, 2023, an honest letter about how you feel about giving up on your dream and looking back 5 years later and what could have, would have, should have been, but never will because you gave up. Write that letter tonight, date it 5 years forward, and when you get ready to give up, write, read that letter again and find out if it's worth feeling that way 5 years from now. Number three, I want you to eliminate qualifiers. What are qualifiers? These are words that say why you didn't do what you could have done. Well, if, maybe, hope, might, possible. These are words that qualify why you didn't do what you could have done. Get these words in your spirit. Put a small rubber band around your left wrist, and when you hear yourself use a qualifier word, give yourself a snap. Number four, virtually process your no with generational perspective. Get a photograph of someone that's part of the next generation that you have influence over. Parents, this will be your kids. Coaches, this will be your athletes. Teachers, this will be your students. Place that photo somewhere where you see it regularly and think about when you hear no and should you let that no make you quit, think about how you're going to tell that person in that photo to persevere when they face their no, when they pursue their dream, when you didn't do the same. I think it might make you keep going a little bit harder. This is Ramsey J. Jr. and you are listening to Empowering Dreamers, the most empowering 15 minutes on radio on the Sade Champagne Show. As we close, we've heard about if you're not hearing no, you're aiming too low. We learned that there is an audacity to people who don't give up. It's actually an attractive characteristic. We heard that if you're not hearing no, you're aiming too low. We heard from luminaries like Spielberg, Winfrey, Jobs, and Jordan about what they faced on their career-defining adversity, but they persevered. You heard from me about each step of my journey. I heard no, but I finished the race. And we got an empowerment assignment of WTYT, who told you that? We also heard about writing the realities of regret and the feeling we'll have in that letter, eliminating qualifiers with a rubber band snap, and a photograph to visually process our no with generational perspective to the young people looking up at us and not wanting them to quit because we did. And next week, we're going to talk about how you can take the steps to attract the right kind of people, aka proponents, into your inner circle while also repelling or eliminating the detractors from your life at the same time. And trust me, you do not want to miss it. Friends, believe that it's possible. Work to make it probable. Prepare for the predictable. And tonight, be motivated and inspired to go the distance by knowing what to do and how to do it when you hear no, by using your no immunity checklist. And if you do that, I believe here, Ramsey J. Jr., that you are more than willing and able to become an empowered dreamer, now turning into achiever. And until next week, you keep on dreaming, you keep on believing, you keep on achieving, and we'll see you back next week.
Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Our next segment is Charity Spotlight, where I highlight some of my favorite charities and nonprofit organizations. Tonight, I'm highlighting the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I got connected with this amazing organization last year. They brought me in to be a speaker and key singer for their annual Walked Out of the Darkness events. And they have them all over the state, and I'm pretty sure all over the country as well. And I had a blast being able to participate in three of their walks in Santa Monica and in Ventura County and also in Pasadena. And they raised hundreds and thousands of dollars for this amazing organization, and I am looking forward to working with them more. So I want to share with you all some information that I found from their website so you all can be more updated and get details about the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. Their mission is to save lives and bring hope to those affected by suicide. Established in 1987, the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, aka AFSP, is a voluntary health organization that gives those affected by suicide a nationwide community empowered by research, education, and advocacy to take action against this leading cause of death. AFSP is dedicated to saving lives and bringing hope to those affected by suicide. AFSP creates a culture that's smart about mental health by engaging in the following core strategies: funding scientific research, educating the public about mental health and suicide prevention, advocating for public policies in mental health and suicide prevention, supporting survivors of suicide loss and those affected by suicide in our mission, led by CEO Robert Gebbia and headquartered in New York, and with a public policy office in Washington, D.C., AFSP has local chapters in all 50 states with programs and events nationwide. AFSP celebrates 30 years of service to the suicide prevention movement. Learn more about AFSP in its latest annual report and join the conversation on suicide prevention by following AFSP on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. For their history, in 1987, a small group of caring individuals had a vision to establish a private source of support for suicide research and education, and essential suicide prevention efforts could be sustained into the future. These founding families, each of whom had lost someone to suicide, joined with scientists to create what today is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, or AFSP. Many of our original founders were concerned about an alarming rise in suicide youth over the previous four decades. During this period, the suicide of young men had tripled, while for young women it had doubled. Suicide is currently the third leading cause of death among young people aged 15 to 24. The highest overall rates of suicide are for adults ages 40 to 59. Before AFSP, there was no national scope not-for-profit organization dedicated to understanding and preventing suicide through research, education, and advocacy. Since its founding in 1987, AFSP has mobilized and connected tens of thousands of people who have lost a family member, loved one, or friend to suicide. They have reached thousands of individuals who are at risk for suicide, as well as those who love and care for them. They have attracted the participation of members of the scientific and clinical communities who conduct groundbreaking research on suicide and its prevention with support from AFSP. They have established local chapters in all 50 states. They have educated hundreds of local communities about suicide and how to prevent it. They have created a public policy and lobbying arm by merging successfully with an existing national policy organization, thus enabling AFSP to press for legislation and policies at the federal, state, and local levels that advance the goal of preventing suicide. They have substantially increased their funding from individual donors, including the thousands of highly motivated individuals who participate in our Out of the Darkness walks. They have educated reporters and the media about how to best cover suicide. They have communicated with hundreds of thousands of individuals through their website, social media, brochures, speakers, and efforts to generate press coverage. And to get involved with AFSP, check out their official website, afsp.org, and you'll also see all their social media handles on there as well. Are you passionate about volunteering and helping those in need? What are some of your favorite charities to support? Have you been affected by suicide in any way? I want to hear your heart on this. Tweet me, Facebook, or Instagram me using hashtag Sade Champagne Show or GHR or Charity Spotlight to join in the conversation. I am live posting and tweeting with you all show long. And even after the show, you are welcome to reach out. Welcome back to the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Our final segment of the night is Say What? This is where I feature clips from some of my favorite inspirational speakers. These are spiritual, inspirational, motivational, and grace-based clips that reflect my faith and what I believe and my dreams and how I like to live my life. These speakers have all brought great hope, encouragement, empowerment, and healing to my life and thousands upon hundreds of thousands and millions of people all around the world. Tonight we have Les Brown with Never Give Up. Hashtag say what to join in the conversation.
It's hard changing your life. It was hard when just over 3 years ago in the Penobscot building in Detroit, Michigan, where I was operating my business and I fell on some hard times and I was sleeping in my office. It was hard coming into the lobby, and the security said, "Excuse me, Mr. Brown, can we see you for a moment?" And I said, "Yes," and I walked up to the counter, and he gave me an envelope. And he said, "Would you mind reading it here?" And I opened the envelope, and the envelope was from management that said, "This is an office tower. It's not a hotel. Please do not sleep in your office." And I said, "Excuse me, sir." I said, "I just work long hours in creating my business. I'm an entrepreneur. And right now things are bad for me. But they're not going to be this way always. And I just asked for the opportunity to continue to operate like I'm doing. I'm not trying to make this my home." And it was hard coming through the lobby. And sometimes they would laugh. There's a guy talking about becoming successful. And look at him. He's bathing in the bathroom upstairs on the 21st floor. He sleeps on the floor, him and two other dreamers up there. Look at him. It was hard, ladies and gentlemen, coming to speak to people. And I was facing financial difficulties in my own life. I was behind on my bills and my dreams, and I'm saying to them, "You can live your dream." It was hard, ladies and gentlemen. It was very difficult to pick myself up each day believing that I can do it. There were times that I doubted myself. I said, "God, why is this happening to me? I'm just trying to take care of my children and my mother. I'm not trying to steal or rob from anybody. Why did this have to happen to me?" It was very hard. And here's what I want to say to you. For those of you that have experienced some hardships, don't give up on your dream. No one could have convinced me by holding on, by continuing to push forward, by continuing to run toward my dream, that one day I would have my own talk show. It's a long shot, ladies and gentlemen, from Liberty City, an abandoned building on a floor, never knowing my mother or father. It's a long shot being here with you today in this dome in Atlanta. It's a long shot. No college training, labeled educable, mentally retarded, but I kept running toward my dream. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop running towards your dream.
Thank you to everyone who tuned in tonight to episode 71 of the Sade Champagne Show on Grindhard Radio. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and sharing my radio show. Next week, we have a brand new Supermodel in You segment with Nicolette Von Schell and a new Wellness Made Simple segment with Veronica Esquivel Winters. Thanks to my special guests, Jeffrey J. Davis and castmate Ramsey J. Jr. Our final song of the night is my brand new single, Hold On Overcome, that was written and executive produced by The Quakes. It's available wherever music is downloaded and streamed digitally. I'm Sade Champagne, and thanks for listening to my radio show. I don't ever take your support for granted. We'll see you next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time, right here on Grindhard Radio.
Releasing the stress. We were born to shine.